They call him Punt, the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. They call him the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. They call him the Wild Foul Guy. They call him
misused,
yeah. I've loved you forever.
as you may understand, we've been loving each other a long time. For something like this to just break up everything we've held on to so long.
I'm gonna do all the things for you, a girl wants a man to do. Just leave the past alone.
Welcome to Rodus Live. I am your host, Rodus. I hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving, chilling with the fam, chilling with their loved ones. I hope everybody ate good, had good conversation, did their Black Friday shopping, etc., etc. Everybody probably still out right now. I was barred from the kitchen. I love to cook, but I was barred from the kitchen by my wife. But I did get to cook a few things. So I got to cook the pig ears. And the way I do it is I use the pressure cooker. I clean the pig ears, add a little Lawry's, garlic powder, put some crushed red peppers up in there, a potato, an onion for the smell. Put it in a pressure cooker for 2 hours. Boom. Creme de la creme for those who mess with the pig ears. The other dish that I made was baked macaroni and cheese. My wife said that my baked macaroni and cheese is the best and everybody else does as well. I do not make macaroni and cheese on the stove. So I boil the noodles. I use mustard cheese, pepper jack cheese, mild cheddar, American, and sharp cheddar cheese for my baked macaroni and cheese, as well as the pet milk, a couple of eggs, a little salt and pepper, a little paprika. Put it in the oven on 350 for 45 minutes. Let it cool. Boom. Baked macaroni and cheese. And the last classic dish that I make every Thanksgiving is mustard, turnips, and collard greens. So I make a pot of vegetarian greens, and I make a pot of greens with smoked turkey necks. So the way I do the smoked turkey neck greens is I boil the smoked turkey necks and I use all of the juice from the smoked turkey. And after I clean my greens with a little soap and baking soda, I rinse them off good. Put the greens inside of the roux and cook them in there real good. You know, for about 2 hours. And then the vegetarian greens, I use onion soup mix. Yeah, with a little crushed red pepper flakes and apple cider vinegar. I put apple cider vinegar in the greens with the smoked turkey as well. I peel some of the smoked turkey off and then I put some of the turkey necks up in there because some people, they like the you know, and my family get the meat off of the bone. So that's what it is with that. We got a great episode today. Let's get into another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. The thrill is gone. That's what's poppin'. Never kiss and tell. That's what's poppin'. Move on. That's what's poppin'. Blackmail don't work. That's what's poppin'. There's nothing to hide. That's what's poppin'. Get out your feelings. That's what's poppin'. Misery loves company. That's what's poppin'. Love over lust. That's what's poppin'. Love conquers all. That's what's poppin'. Kick rocks. That's what's poppin'. Bobby Womack is the What's Poppin' artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine.
She's always complaining about me never being at home.
But when I'm down broke,
telling about the things that a girlfriend's got, what she ain't got, and she want me to go out and get them for her brother. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. If you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight, girl. If you think you're moaning now,
by your side, but I'll build you up when you're falling down. And you had that someone, baby, cause I've done my time, and it's your turn now.
That was Bobby Womack with If You Think You Lonely Now. That song is available on all streaming platforms. So welcome to Riders Live. The name of this episode is Sex Tape. So I got a message, a text from somebody close to me, myself, and I, that they was being blackmailed about a sex tape. So basically, the person did a sex tape back in the day, maybe 9-10 years ago, back in the day, and they did the tape with two females. So one of the females found out that, you know, he had a lot of things going on and he was in the public, and they actually threatened to go to World Star in the Shade Room about the sex tape. So the advice that I gave my friend, he asked me, should he tell his significant other? So I told him, yes. Since it was before him and his wife got together, I told him to get out in front of it, and I advised him to tell his wife. Because when you marry, secrets ain't good. You know, you don't want your wife to look like she got egg on her face, and you don't want to be told about not telling her when you could have got out in front of it with transparency and communication, as opposed to feeling and dealing with the backlash of the tape actually coming out. Now, I'm not about no type of extortion. You know what I'm saying? So, the person, they told my friend that if he didn't pay $5,000, that they was gonna go to World Style with the sex tape and they was gonna put it out. So I initially asked them, how do we feel about it? He was like, you know, well, on the tape, you know, I'm with two chicks. He actually has a copy of the tape and he had to show his wife just to get out in front of it and tell everything that was going on with the actual recording. So the communication aspect with him and his wife, that went well. So I asked him, how would he feel about the tape coming out? So he was like, basically he gonna ignore it. He don't want to pay. Far as he concerned, put the tape out. And if I was him, I would do the same thing. So I'm gonna pose the question to y'all, men or women. If y'all was actually in a threesome or did a threesome prior to you getting married, would you tell your significant other? Would you pay the $5,000 to keep it from leaking? What would you do? Me, myself, I wouldn't pay it. I'd just deal with the consequences. As long as me and my significant other, my wife, was good with the tape. That's all that matter. People are bitter. Sex tapes ruin people's life every day. You saw with the Kardashians, R. Kelly, and other people with sex tapes. Like, people, they don't have no business. So, they want to get in your business and they want to stop whatever it is that you got going on. If you're a person of morals, principles, integrity, and all of that, you should stand on that. Because first it'll be, okay, run across the street. Then it'll be, do a cartwheel. Then it'll be, Simon says this, Simon says that. I'm not with none of that. So, I totally advise my friend, like, hey, leak the tape yourself. Long as you got transparency, that's all that it is. If it's nothing embarrassing on the tape or anything like that, don't worry about it. The past is the past. Yesterday was yesterday. Today is today. You know, honesty, being honest to your wife, what's real matters. Keep it moving. This person is irrelevant in your life. And the devil is busy during this time. So he's trying to break up families, break up homes. Love ain't been winning. Love ain't been winning. You know, social media is the key driving force to a lot of misunderstandings, deaths and murders, breakups, all of that. So, I would advise anybody to just communicate. I wouldn't worry about the tape. I told my friend, as long as your wife know, that's all that matter. If it don't get back to your job or mess up the way that you eat and provide for your family, don't worry about it. People always gonna have something to say about you. They always gonna say something about you. It's always gonna be something. But this sex tape stuff is crazy. Like, I never heard of a woman revealing or trying to leak a sex tape. She probably having flashbacks or something, or don't want to see you happy. And then again, too, just want to come up on a little bread. And is it worth it? Is it worth it? So basically, I asked my friend, like, is there anything on the tape that's, like, degrading or anything? He said no, you know, by him being with his wife and being in love and have a family and got things going for himself, you know, he more so worried about his image and his reputation being damaged more than anything. And that's understandable. But at the same time, he's not willing to jump through hula hoops and play the game or none of that. It's not like the sex tape was made during the marriage. It's not like he cheating. It's not like he has an outside child on his wife or none of that. So basically, you know, maybe she needs some holiday money to shop for Black Friday. Maybe she need to go Christmas shopping. Or maybe just put that thing on her too bad, because they say you can't put too much on them at one time. But on a serious note, we got to be cognizant of what we do, because your past, it always follow you, but it doesn't define your future. So, like my boy, you know, he was a player back in the day doing whatever it is that he do. You understand? And this tape resurfacing, coming up, it seemed like a tactic just to knock him down and destroy everything that he's built from, you know, that point up until now. But one thing that I like about my homie, and I consider him a friend because everybody not a friend, is that he's standing on what he believe in. He not willing to, you know, play to the strings of a puppet master or none of that. You got to be willing to do whatever it is that you need to do as a man to stand on your morals, your values, integrity. That's what's missing in today's society. It's like the women are more masculine and a lot of guys are more feminine. So from this situation, this is the approach that, you know, the lady is using against them. Like, you know, if you're in a domestic relationship, usually men are the aggressors. And they try to tell you like, hey, you know, if you don't do this, I'm gonna put my hands on you. But in this situation, it's like, hey, look, if you don't give me this money, I'm gonna put this tape out. If you don't do this, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna tell your wife about it. I'm gonna tell the world about it. So even though the World Star is a big platform, even though the Shade Room is a big platform, my only thing is, like, I hope don't nobody know who he is. But he's somewhat a public figure, but not a big public figure. And I ain't saying no names, you know, but I would hate for the tape to come out, but I told him just to jump out in front of it and tell her, like, go ahead and do whatever you gotta do. Because it ain't no dark clouds in his life. He living his life. He breathing. He healthy. He's financially stable. And he has love in his life. He got a beautiful family. Beautiful wife. And they have honesty. They have transparency. They have a foundation. You know, and to be honest, I asked them, I said, hey, you know, what did your wife say? And he replied, and I quote, she probably just mad because she can't get back no more. And a lot of times, you know, when people can't get back what they lost or entice you to do something that you're not supposed to be doing anyway, like, you know, one of those, how can I explain it? A guilty pleasure, you know, but not in the capacity of eating chip and dip or something. Like, that's my guilty pleasure. Chips and nacho cheese, that's my guilty pleasure, you know, but I asked my homie and he said he don't have no desire to go back that way. He not paying no $5,000 and he's not worried about the tape coming out. You know, so shout out to my man for being a real dude and not folding and not bending and standing on his 10 toes and, you know, not replying back with no feminine energy, like, if you put that tape out, I'll do this. No, go ahead and put the tape out. Cause at the end of the day, love conquers all. You know, my guy, he a stand up guy. He not a cheater. He not a liar. His word is his bond. So he got a lot going for him. He don't got no bad track record. You know, he just put everything on the table. And I asked him, hey, why did you tell your wife since it happened before you was with her? He said he don't want to hear about it later if it come out, you know? When you're in love with somebody and you live in the same house and you're in a marriage, you know, a marriage is different than shacking up or something. You got a lot more to lose. But at the same time, if you care about somebody, you don't care to hurt them either at the same time. So, shout out to the homie for stepping up. And I want to know what y'all think. Women and males, if you did a threesome back in the day, or you did a sex tape with somebody back in the day, and your significant other didn't know about it, and you was threatened to pay money as a form of extortion for the people bringing out the tape or whatever, let me know what you would do. Would you pay the $5,000 to prevent the sex tape of you and someone else having intercourse? Would you pay the $5,000 to prevent the sex tape from being on World Style or the Shade Room? Or you would just deal with the consequences? You know, it's not like, you know, my homie is famous or super famous or nothing. But I want to know what y'all think. So just email me or respond in the comments. What would you do if you was in this situation? So this has been another episode of Riders Live. Honesty is the best policy. Keep it a buck all the time. Don't let nobody hold nothing over your head. Stick to your morals and values. And y'all enjoy y'all holidays. Peace.
Some of that.